on 612 ABC Brisbane and 91.7 ABC Coast FM. What makes shopping an enjoyable experience for you? For some men, that would be a very comfortable chair at a nearby sports bar. Others, maybe of the female persuasion, may love the idea of sifting through sales items for hours and then grabbing a great cup of coffee. Futurist Maurice Mizalowski joining me now to talk about the future trends, how our shopping experience will look in years to come. Maurice, welcome.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello. Where do you fit in the shopping experience? What do you enjoy most about shopping, Maurice?
I'm kind of different because I'm agnostic about shopping. I just love to go to watch other people shop, which is part of what I do.
So agnostic, that's great.
For me, it's really understanding that the shopping, the physical shopping we've had, is theatre. It's pure and simple theatre. It's part of the way that we go out and recreate. It's one of the sports that we do for many people. And it's a matter of understanding that and making sure that the physical retail experience we give people matches that expectation.
So, how are retailers making the shopping experience more personal?
Well, it really is where we're headed to, this hyper-personalisation of retail. There's been a lot of discussion about this online stuff over the last year or two. It's demonising what it does and talking about it taking over the physical bricks and mortar. I can't see it doing that, not in the foreseeable future. In the foreseeable future is the next 100 years or more. Because what you and I want to do for part of the way we shop is to be tactile. Part of what we want is to go in and have that experience. And increasingly what we've always wanted and now what we can do through technology is get an experience that's specific to us, different from anybody else, suits our purposes and gives us exactly what we want.
Okay, can you give me an example of that?
Yeah, so we're going to see a whole lot of new technologies coming to the retail space, most of them based around our mobile device. So at this stage, the mobile phone. We're not quite there yet, but what we're going to get is an experience where we walk into a retail store or to a retail environment. We've chosen to let our mobile phone do some of the heavy lifting for us, some of the contact between us and the stores. Our mobile phone knows what's in our wardrobe at home or in our cupboard at home with the groceries and other things, and it looks around where we are and makes choices about the stores we go into and what they can offer us and how well they'll suit what we want. In other words, if our mobile phone knows that we want to buy a new dress, it's got to be a red dress and it's got to match the shoes that are currently in our wardrobe, it'll actually search out through the shopping centres, find the stores that have the sorts of clothing that we might want, and direct us into that store. Once we're in that store, it'll make contact with the technology in the store to point out the things that it thinks are right for us. It'll highlight it and then offer it to us either in a virtual dressing room or literally just point us in a direction so we're able to pick it up and walk into a physical dressing room.
So I have this vision of people no longer window shopping, no longer aimlessly walking into a store and having a quick look around and then buying something that they don't really need, but because they've been distracted by something else, and then walking out, well, maybe that's just me, or walking out and then finding another store that hopefully will have this red dress. But that's very much a heads-down approach to shopping, whereas I think the joy of shopping for a lot of people is to be able to look around and absorb things that we don't expect.
Yeah, absolutely. And it comes back to the theatre of it. So there's different levels of shopping. There's routinised shopping, or things we do regularly like the milk, the bread, and things we really don't care too much about and have to make too many decisions about. And they're the things that are going to be pushed down to our mobile devices where we will rely on that to find us the best deal, the best price, the best availability. But we're always going to come back to that sense of theatre. And part of what we want to do will be the discovery process. That'll be for the things we don't even yet know we want to buy, where we walk in there and find that magical piece of clothing or that food item we've never seen before or the pair of shoes, and we will experience it. That side of shopping I don't think is ever going to leave us, but through technology we can be guided to those experiences more often and more acutely, because again, your mobile device, if you think about it, knows so much about you. It's what we call at the moment a dumb phone, because it doesn't really do much with that information, but it knows your calendar, it knows where you've been, it knows what's in your cupboards, as we said. And if we can start to put all of those things together, as we're starting to see now through the apps, the things we can download from the various stores, they're starting to put those messages together so that it'll push us in the direction that we're more likely to find those wonderful tactile experiences in.
What about virtual dressing rooms? Tell me about those.
Yeah, we're starting to see those as well. They're often called a magic mirror. Been around for about 20 years or so, but in retail only the last year or two in a more common sense. In Australia, we haven't seen a lot of them yet. They're riding around more in America. Sports Girl is about one of the only retailers that I'm aware of that has a few of them in a few of their stores. And what it lets you do is to look at an item or to choose an item. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be from the catalogue on a screen, but it could be physical. When you pick it up or point to it or touch it or do something that says, this is the thing I might be interested in, you stand in front of what looks like a mirror and it magically pops it on top of you. So what you're wearing is a virtual garment. You're seeing it on you as the size would be. So if you're a size 8 and it's too large or too small, you'll see it to be baggy or tight, and its length will be exactly as it is if you tried on the actual. So what you're doing is seeing the same experience you might have in the physical, but in the virtual sense.
Does it show your love handles? I know you say that it will show where it's tied or not, but how far does it go?
Well, it's a mirror. It's meant to be a mirror, so it will look exactly like it's meant to look. And what it's trying to do is not to show love handles, but to show you that the size 8 or size 10 is not the right size for you, and what you need is another size. And again, putting that on is just a virtual stroke. In other words, just point to it or change the size or do something else. And what we're seeing, just starting to see now with some of the new technologies, is that in fact the reverse of that, where it suggests the best size for you. So it'll do a complete measurement of you.
That's a very brave piece of technology.
Well, it is. Unless, of course, it chooses not to announce a size and just to give you the garment. But what it's doing is to be able to take you in. There's a number of ways this is being done. There's a large retailer that's brought a series of booths into Australia where you literally walk into. It does a 360-degree scan of you when you stand inside of it, and then gives you a set of best sizes. So in other words, wherever you're shopping in the department store, this brand is this size for you. Or the other way that we're starting to see it, and I've only seen a few apps with this, and not one that works in Australia yet, but where it works on your mobile device through your webcam. So you'll stand there and you'll do what the kids call a selfie. A selfie means you take a picture of yourself, and it'll scan, knowing the brand that you're about to buy, and give you the right size for that brand. Because unfortunately what we don't have across the world, and especially in Australia, is brand size uniformity, where a size 8 or 10 or 12 is the same in every brand. And that's unfortunate. I hope we do get to a space like that, but it doesn't look like we're going to in the short term. So technology might help us to overcome it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Futurist Morris Mizalowski with me on 612 ABC Brisbane and 91.7 ABC Coast FM, how your shopping experience will look. And I've said in years to come, but realistically, how long before people are standing in front of a magic mirror and I'd asking, say, does my bottom look big in this? standing in front of a magic mirror. That's what you need an app that has appropriate responses to that question. Seriously, you do.
I thought that's what husbands were made for.
Husbands, if they're smart, no best, not to say anything.
Yes, we learned that one the hard way.
Yeah, how long are we talking about before all of this is real?
You can already see in some retailers. In the States, it's being used by some of the large department stores. It's not, again, meant to change the department store. It's offered in some of the various departments within those stores. In Japan, it's been around for about 4 or 5 years. Again, some stores offering it. In Australia, we have the one or two retailers that are doing it. And the answer to your question is somewhere between now and the next year, it'll become more and more common. The actual device itself is now something you can buy in a box. I know that sounds a strange thing to say, but the technology before was something you had to build and make. You know, it was a one-off. You can now literally buy them off the shelf and put them into a store. They start at somewhere around $80,000 plus, so it's a huge expense at this stage, and obviously should become cheaper with time. So that's what we're playing with, something that's finally out of the box, a bit expensive. So retailers over the next year or so will make use of it if they find it suits their particular clients and customers in the way that they want to shop.
Yeah, but everybody is becoming very much tech savvy. One last thing, with especially supermarkets now, when you talk about that personal experience, given they have so many reward schemes and cards that go along with that, and the fact that now I noticed that I'm getting emails specifically targeted to me and what I'm spending and what these cards are registering that I'm spending money on, how far can that technology go?
That's the way that we're going to shop into the future. Well, I don't think that we will see, this is 5 years from now, 5 years plus, I don't think that we will see huge discounts across catalogues and other items. We might see one or two to get us into store, but more importantly, what we're going to see is specials that are specific to us, and we're seeing that already with our large two retailers, that when you walk into a supermarket, you can make a choice about the items you buy most often, and they'll discount it for you. Technology, this thing called NFC, near field communication, that we're going to see in the next 6 months or so, that rides out of your mobile phone. It makes a little bridge between your phone and, say, a box of Wheaties or whatever you want to buy. That technology will allow the store to know what it is you generally buy, what it is you'd like discounts on, and then to offer you one by one discounts, promotions, added values, or whatever they want the conversation to be between you and what you buy. So definitely we're going to see more and more of that moving forward.
Morris Mizalowski, thank you very much for giving us a bit of a window, a peek, if you like, of where we're heading in the world of retail. Thank you so much.
A pleasure as always.